The Texans fall to 2-4 in 2013 after losing at home on Sunday at Reliance Stadium to the St. Louis Rams. The Sonic Game Recap goes inside the locker room and gets reaction from players.
Can this team fix this stuff quickly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know we can. I mean, because, you know, and at the same way, we started playing bad just as quick, you know? So, I mean, things can be right just as quick, and we just got to figure it out. And it's going to take one game and just keep working, you know, keep chipping away and trying to get this done. And I know we will. It's just going to take some patience and some hard work.
Do you feel like you were saying the same stuff and feeling the same way just a week ago?
Yeah. You know, but at the same time, nothing happens overnight, you know, and 2, 3, 4 weeks, I mean, obviously not playing good football, and we just got to keep working. We got to keep working and figure out the right formula for this team to succeed.
You think it was more about sloppy or just not sharp football, and that's just bad football?
It was just bad football today. It was bad football today, just all around, offense, defense, special teams. It was just bad football. I mean, anytime you lose like that at home, I mean, we know what this team's capable of, and we're nowhere near right now.
But you don't feel like that has anything to do with your preparation or your head coach?
I don't, you know, because we work. We work hard during the week, and we feel good when it comes time for games, and then we go out and we just we don't execute. And you know, we've kind of been in this trend of getting down fast and early and by a lot, and we got to figure out how to stop it.
A lot of people are going to be saying, Kubiak, I got to be fired after two of these in a row. What do you think?
I mean, that's fine. There's going to be a lot of finger pointing, a lot of blame going around, but, you know, obviously in this locker room we feel very different about that. You know, I mean, we feel like our preparation and our work and everything has been excellent, you know, but come game time, the players, you know, it's on us. You know, coach can only take so much blame. It's on us to go out there, execute, and play football, and we just have not been doing that. And I know he takes a lot of heat upon himself and, you know, tries to take a lot of pressure off the players, but at the bottom line, it's us. You know, he's a tremendous head coach who does everything right and gets us going in the right direction and takes care of us. You know, but at the same time, we can't go out and play the way we're playing.
I mean, we need to get a lot of things figured out. We need to obviously get a lot of different areas fixed, a lot of things figured out, and in a hurry. I mean, we need to do it in a real big hurry, and so that's what we're going to do. I mean, like I said, I could stand here and say all the things I want to say, but nobody wants to hear talk. Nobody wants to hear me say what we're going to do. People want to see us do it, and that's all we can do. There's no words left. I just need to go out there and do it and prove it. And until that happens, everybody's going to be sick of the talk. We have been working hard. We've been putting in time, putting in effort. We need to figure it out, whether it's start from scratch, whether it's figure something new out. But we've got a week to do it, and we need to figure something out by Sunday, and we're going to do that.
What do you think? A lot of people are going to say it's Kubiak's fault, fire Kubiak. What do you think about that?
I haven't been in situations like that before. I think that when people get into that mode, I think that when bad things start to happen, you know, the easiest thing to do is to point the finger and think that you know, what's best, you know, but this team is going through something right now, and the best thing that this team can do, and anybody who truly cares about the team, is band together. You know, that is not the answer.
It's not like we're not putting a lot of effort into getting those things corrected. It's just on Sundays they're continuing to happen, and when they happen, it doesn't matter how good you are. I don't care. There's not a team in the league that could average the amount of turnovers we have and be a successful team. It doesn't work that way. And so, and this is, I don't know what's the word for the anomaly, something. This is really weird that we've turned the ball over so many times, so many weeks in a row. It's never happened. I've never experienced that as a player, and I've never, definitely not here. That's the exact opposite of what we do here. We protect the ball. And so, I mean, going forward, you just have to keep working. Keep doing what we have to do to protect the ball the best we can and work on getting a win against Kansas City.
What did you think of the fans booing when Matt got hurt? Or, excuse me, cheering whenever Matt got hurt?
It's ridiculous, man. like I said, it just goes to show you, you know, at the end of the day, who's all with you. You know, there's nobody but us in this locker room, you know. And how we see it, we're family. So when things good, you know, they ride the bandwagon with you, you know, right there, step for step with you. As soon as things get bad, you know, they boo and do all this other stuff. I mean, so to be honest, we don't care about that. We don't care about who's booing. You know, for us as a group, all right. For us as a group, you know, we gotta get better as a team. You know, everybody.
Just from the little bit that I seen, you know, just looking at the stats and things like that, obviously, turnovers, penalties, is what you never can have. You know, once you do those things, it's kind of hard to overcome it. So today was a prime example. You know, on defense, I know we had, you know, our fair share of penalties to put us in some bad situations, and we can't hurt the team like that.
How shocked? What are your emotions after getting beaten by this team at home like that?
Well, I don't really have any words for it, you know. I just got to go home and just, you know, sleep it off. You know, it's a tough feeling, of course. But, you know, there's just so much stuff going on today all together. You know, it's just kind of hard to put in words.
Jonathan, you 2 weeks ago, you were up on Seattle, one of the better teams in the NFL. You're rolling. It's been a downward spiral since then. Can you put your head around what's happening here?
Not at all. You know, it's just for us to find out as a team, you know, what it is, you know, and go and correct it throughout the week. And, you know, hopefully we can just go and display it on Sunday and, you know, get this streak that we are going through right now, get it over with.
John, how worried are you about this team?
I'm not worried at all. You know, I tell guys all the time, I done been on teams, you know, that have went on streaks longer than us losing games in Cincinnati, and it's totally two different feelings. Guys still put in the work each and every day on the practice field. It's just we just not getting the results on Sunday. But for whatever reason it is, I don't know. And for us as a team, we got to continue just doing what we're doing as a team, working throughout the week and still working hard. And just continue to go out and fight on Sunday.
For those who will point the finger at your head coach, your thoughts about Gary, what he's going through, and how much you have his back.
Oh, man, it has nothing to do with the coach at all. And obviously, he had great years here before. You know, he puts us in a position to win. But us as players, we have to go out and execute, you know, the job and get the job done. Head coach can only do so much throughout the week and get you ready for Sunday. And I think, you know, he's done an excellent job with that, you know, every week. But for us, he's not creating the penalties. He's not creating the turnovers and things like that. So anytime you have that, he's not fumbling the ball. He's doing none of that, giving up touchdowns. You know, that's all on the players. So we have to take responsibility as well.